Hello everybody, Brian here from QuantLabs.net. I was watching a video on YouTube as usual, and some guy mentioned about some 60-day peak cycle on Bitcoin. And I started analyzing this. I couldn't quite see it. So here's all the history. Let's go back to Bitcoin of 2017 here on MotoWave. Do you see any accumulation on a week? This is a weekly chart. Do you see any 2 month, 60-day accumulation at all? Or let's say an 8 week accumulation? I don't see it. I mean, it might during these past increases for the last two, but I don't think that really means a whole lot. I mean, look how quiet Bitcoin's been for the last number of up until between the 2017 and last year in September, this time last year, and look at where Bitcoin's at right now. So I think there might be a 60-day cycle here, maybe. And does that mean we gotta wait it out and then we'll do something? You know how you know that? You know, these guys are probably spending $1,000 to learn this stuff. I mean, if you spend a couple of grand, you could probably get a really powerful, really good. We have harmonic patterns. We have. Let me just show you. Okay, let me just go over to MotoWave here. So on MotoWave, I use this pretty well every day for visual. I could use it for execution orders. Could do that as well. You can see we have a sale here on MotoWave, but let's just go through the different tiers, I guess. So the current one I have is the highest end one, the ultimate. So we have here this ultimate. So one of the things I'm looking for is a very high-end strategy here. All of these extra packages you get that you can't get with other levels, but this is the one I want to show, the Hearst cycle. Now I don't know, $800 to learn this. I don't know if this is current in let me just pull up a 1 day chart here. It's probably the best, or maybe monthly or weekly. Okay, let's go with that. So here we're going to look at Hearst cycles. Okay. For all I know, they might be teaching this for $1,000. Okay. But it's all here in this pretty a good platform like MotoWave. This is a high end cycle study. And here I just go with the default. So here we can see the cycles. Now this is what some professionals use. I've talked to some high-end traders and this is what they use, Hearst cycles. It's very, very common, but nobody knows about it. But this will show you any cycles that are coming up. So right here, what we're looking for are these diamonds. These are our entry points. You can see here we had an entry here, four diamonds. That would be a good time to get in. Here, late March would have been a good time. Here, now this is where it gets interesting. This is the forecast. So it's forecasting our next low point on the cycle will be sometime in January. Or sorry, it looks like you can see there on the bottom left right here. Right here, So that's January 27th. Based upon the historical cycle. So it's going to be a while. Here's another prediction here. Back in September 22. Yeah, that's right. September 22. Now, this is using weekly. Now, if I was to use daily, we'll see this in a little better. Okay, so here is our most recent activity. So we're looking at daily again. So we have three diamonds right here, and it started to decrease. Here was another one. Is it accurate? No. Here, not really. Here, we have a couple. Here, but we're maxing out. So do these cycles actually work? My answer is no. You know, this is a typical pattern that people will look for, but you could spend a good chunk of money on a platform like MotoWave and get the same answers that you're probably, if you were to look at these so-called cycles. So if I was to do, I don't know, an hourly cycle, what's it telling me? So here it's a little more accurate here. You can see here, we have here, this one right here, three diamonds here on September 21st, which is exactly true. So, look at this. It's really wonky. This used to work. It just shows you how bad the market just is so unpredictable. Like this kind of used to be fairly reliable. But from what it's saying here, our next cycle should be September 26th on the next move up. So take it what you will. But these cycles, like here, four diamonds on September 13th, it did go up a little bit, but it wasn't peak. So I have no idea. Yeah, those courses are a complete waste. I don't think there's a lot of consistency to it, which means if they're relying on that, then you're probably losing money. All right, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.